Stress management. Stress is part of everyday life. Examples of stressful situations for university students may include meeting high academic demands, being in new social settings, being away from home for the first time, returning to study after a long time, sitting examinations, or speaking in public. While mild stress can actually be beneficial as a motivator, high levels of ongoing stress can lead to medical, psychological, and social problems. What is stress? Stress refers to the demands, pressures, or forces applied to us. Stress also involves our perception of threat about internal or external events. Threat stimulates the release of stress hormones, which produce the fight-flight response. The fight-flight response prepares us for physical, emotional, and mental action and is essential for survival. When the stresses we face are psychological, the fight-flight hormones are still activated. As we do not respond physically to these stresses, the hormones remain in our bodies, leading to ongoing feelings of tension and anxiety. Positive management of stress results in positive emotions such as enjoyment, satisfaction, enthusiasm, and excitement. However, too much stress can be debilitating when it causes detrimental changes in how we think, feel, and behave. So it's important to remember that stress is not the enemy. We need stress. We need it to be able to perform at our peak in a particular task, whatever the task may be. Too little stress, we don't perform at our best. Too much stress, we don't perform at our best. It's finding our peak and optimum level of stress to be able to produce the peak and optimum performance that we're capable of. It's a little bit like the way a guitar string tends to work. It needs a degree of stress to produce the optimum level of sound that it was meant to produce. Too much stress, and the guitar string will break. Too little stress, and the guitar string won't sound the way it was meant to sound. Stress management, then, is the process of either changing our environment or changing ourself to decrease the number of stresses that we're facing or to increase our coping skills. It's very hard, though, to manage something when we can't see it coming. So one of the first skills in stress management is learning to recognize when we're becoming too stressed in a situation. It's a little bit like when we're driving our car down the highway and we look at the dashboard and there are several red lights that start to appear. Maybe the oil is getting low or the battery is not charging properly or the fuel gauge is coming on showing that there's very little fuel in the tanks of the car. It's very important at that stage to actually do something, because if you don't, eventually the car will stop. And similar with our stress management. When the red lights start to show, if we don't do something, eventually our body stops and eventually we become so distressed that we don't function in the way that we normally should be able to. Recognizing these red lights will be the topic of our next downloadable installment, so stay tuned.